This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just in from the Vatican says the Catholic Church cannot bless same-sex unions since God, quote, cannot bless sin. The statement from a Vatican office this morning. Women ruled at the Grammys last night. Four women won the top four awards. Taylor Swift is the first woman to win Album of the Year three times. Her latest album is called Folklore, and she says the fans made it a hit.
You guys met us in this imaginary world that we created, and we can't tell you how honored we are forever by this.
Beyoncé, with her 28th win, became the winningest woman in Grammy history. Her won Song of the Year, and Billie Eilish won Record of the Year. Just in, David Finch's Mank leads the Academy Awards with 10 nominations. Two women have been nominated for Best Director for the first time. Prison guards are refusing coronavirus vaccines at alarming rates. Public health officials say that's causing them to worry about the prospect of controlling the pandemic, both inside and outside of prisons. President Biden and Vice President Harris will crisscross the country this week in support of his almost $2 trillion COVID relief package. The vice president will be in Las Vegas today. Our Mike Kempin with the president's schedule.
President Biden will discuss the plan this afternoon at the White House. Tomorrow, he'll visit a small business in Delaware County, Pennsylvania. On Friday, Biden and Harris are scheduled to appear together in Atlanta. The stops are meant to educate the public about the different aspects of the rescue plan and how it will help people get past the coronavirus. Mike Kempin, Washington.
Some areas around Denver got about 2 feet of snow from a monster storm over the weekend. Wyoming and Nebraska got clobbered, too. This is AP News. Mexico's president is knocking the U.S. after Mexico asked for COVID vaccines. The AP's Charles Ledesma.
Mexico's president says the U.S. has not helped his country with vaccines, but he's hoping it'll happen soon. Andrés Manuel López Obrador has taken a dig at the government after thanking India and Russia, which have sent small amounts of vaccines, and China, whose firms have promised millions of doses. López Obrador said, "I hope that I will be able to say thanks to the US government, because I'm sure they're going to help too. It's just that they haven't done so far." Mexico has seen almost 195,000 deaths on almost 2.2 million cases. The country has approved 6 vaccines and has so far administered over 4 million shots. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
COVID-19 has now killed about 535,000 people in this country. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.